We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But anyway, I watched football all day. Tua obviously was a big topic of conversation on all the NFL pregame shows.
Exhausting.
I think 98 players went out into the concussion protocol during yesterday's games. I think it was 12 or 14. It was a lot of players. And again, that's fine. Like, I, you know, we talked about it last week. Like, if you want to change the protocols, you want to make it even safer, that's great. But there is some significant opining. Rex Ryan had me going a little bit. I don't know if you saw him on ESPN, but he was like, when those players are out there, they are your kids. And if you wouldn't put your kid, like, he was taking Mike McDaniel to task. And I imagine I could find a million examples of Rex Ryan telling people to batter their heads into each other. Again, I'm not telling you people should batter their heads into one another, but let's also not be, I don't know, hypocritical, or let's not do something in one instance that we haven't done in the longest time. We all acknowledge it's a dangerous game. Viewers, coaches, players, we all acknowledge it's a dangerous game. It was an absolutely ugly incident last Thursday night with Tua, but also he didn't get his head chopped off either.
Yeah.
You know.
And somebody just asked me today, why don't they take the helmets off? Because
then you wouldn't lead with your head.
Then you won't lead with your head. Yeah. And I told him, if you take those helmets off, it's not football anymore.
Right.
You're not going to see – you can't run the ball if you don't have a helmet on. Those linemen aren't going to jam their heads and try to get the double teams up to the linebacker. The scheme of football can't work. So they were like, how do we fix this? I said, if you do not want head injuries in football, stop football. Because that's how it's been played for so long. We talked about Hawk jacked up. Remember, it used to be jacked up, and now it's come on, man.
Yeah.
We used to glorify big hits. And now we don't glorify big hits anymore. But my one thing I want to tell people on both sides, if you really care about these players and you're, buying in, but you're adjusting, evolving with this game, I do not want to hear not one fan, not one gambler that has a quarterback and they bet a bunch of money on that game to say toughen up. No. Don't toughen up. If you want that player to be safe – and he gets up and shakes his head one time, and they say, oh, no, he shook his head. He's trying to figure things out. It must be a brain injury. Take him out the game. Don't think about your bet. Don't think about your record. Don't think about that. This toughen up, being soft, don't call anybody soft or toughen up. Never use those phrases again if you really want players to be safe.
And by the way, we can mitigate, which is what the league tries to do and has done a very good job. Tuan Russell is going to join us this hour. I want to talk to him about, you know, I mean, he was a linebacker back in the day where, I don't know, would you lead with your head back in his day? I guess you would.
Yes. He's older than me.
Yeah.
We're not with our head.
Yeah.
They called it hat and hands. When you hit a lineman, you hit him with your forehead and your hands on the shoulder pads. But your forehead's a part of your head.
Right.
They used to teach us that.
So, again, I think the league has done a very good job mitigating head injuries and recognizing them better. It doesn't mean it's infallible, as you saw with Tua Tagovailoa, but I'm sure they're addressing that. But it will. It'll continue to evolve as we have more knowledge and are able to make more changes. But, I mean, you know, honestly, I remember back in the day watching baseball. They never had the face masks that were part of the batting helmets. And then all of a sudden, people were getting, you know, hit in the face. You remember Giancarlo Stanton?
Broke up everything.
I mean, you know, so now they have those masks. I mean, the helmets that goalies wear are much more secure than it used to be. It used to be that little Jason Friday the 13th mask. I mean, no joke. So all this stuff, it evolves over time as technology allows. So, we'll get to headlines. I want to talk to Tuan Russell. He's going to join us. David Furones, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. He's going to join us later on in the afternoon because they did have practice today. Mike McDaniel spoke to the media today. Solana's got all that. So let's do headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I'll start there. Mike McDaniel spoke to the media. Here's what everybody wants to know. Tua out versus the Jets. That is official per Mike McDaniel. And he was asked about a timetable, said it's too early to give a timetable on his return.
Yeah, there was zero chance Tua could have scored a perfect score on the SAT today.
He's not going in that game.
There was zero chance that he was playing Sunday. Right decision. If for nothing else, the optics, but also for his health, we do know he was discharged from the hospital Thursday night in Cincinnati. He had no brain bleeds, no swelling, no structural damage. So he's in the concussion protocol now. And we've heard time and time again, it's very personal as to when you emerge from it. I know Seathan Carter's been in it for a couple of weeks for the Dolphins. But there was no chance he was playing Sunday.
It's honestly a pivotal moment for the NFL. I think when these guys start going the rest of this year and even next year, and 2 years from now, Hawk, when a guy just dings and he – and you know what? A player's going to argue about it. I feel fine. I'm good. Let me go out there. No. You remember with Tua when he did that? This is one of those reference points of the concussion protocol because they're going to change it and they're doing this investigation. I've never heard of a concussion protocol investigation until Tua's.
Yep, 100%. This will be a pivotal moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.